And in one of San Diego's biggest parks, you can find Christians, Hare Krishnas, and Muslims handing out pamphlets defending their religious views and looking for converts. Recently, a group of atheists has set up camp nearby to proselytize as well. Claire Tregesser from member station KPBS has the story.
Stroll through the plaza of Balboa Park and you'll pass an assortment of musicians, face painters, and religious groups spreading their beliefs.
Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
But you'll also see a table draped with a large blue banner that says, "Relax, hell does not exist." Approach and you'll hear conversations like this.
If you're an atheist, you don't believe in heaven or hell.
That doesn't even make any sense. Then who in their right mind would choose to go to hell?
No one will go to hell unless you choose not to believe in God.
That's Rob Hudson talking to some kids who strolled by. He spends every Saturday at the booth and seems to thrive on religious arguments.
The Bible lines up with everything in history perfectly.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. I study history.
After the kid's dad collects them, Hudson reviews the argument.
It can be actually kind of fun because instead of just giving the same argument back every single time, you like to mix it up a little bit.
San Diego Coalition of Reason opened this booth to support the atheist community and to evangelize non-belief to religious people. Jim Eliason, one of the Coalition of Reason members, says they've actually had deconversions at the booth, but with people already questioning their beliefs.
Even if they come up to you beforehand and they tell you very stridently that they're a believer and they're a Christian, probably what they're doing is that they're trying to see if you can give them any new information.
More often, religious people try to convert the atheists. On a recent Saturday, Valentine Yellen was walking by with four of his kids. Yellen is a Baptist and decided to give the atheists a message. So he led his family in a song.
The precious, precious name of Jesus.
Many religions seek converts, but why would atheists care whether other people believe in God? Debbie Allen, the Coalition of Reason director, says they think the world would be better off with less dogma.
I think there are some good tenets within some religions that point people in the right direction. But when you're talking about a faith that is unwilling to change or grow, that this is the right way and there is no other way, those people are at risk of continuing practices that are detrimental to other human beings.
She also hopes the booth will break down stereotypes.
Atheists are not necessarily strange or bad, but a lot of people of faith never meet someone that would be out about being an atheist.
Allen says everyone, atheists included, can benefit from meeting people with different beliefs or lack of belief. And she's happy to have that interaction happen at the atheist booth. San Diego is one of several cities with this kind of atheist outreach, but it's only one of a few places with a booth that's open every weekend. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregesser in San Diego.